Hi. Hi, this is a dictation for Utica Smith. UT like Tom, EKASMITH. Utica Smith. Please send a copy of this dictation to Maya at Case Manager. Thank you. The patient presents herself for follow-up visit on 11-16-2023. The patient's date of birth is 12-28-74. Date of accident is 9-20-2022. Ms. Utica Smith presents with issues of pain in the lower back, radiating to the left leg as numbness and tingling in the anterior part in L3-4 nerve distribution up to the knee. She is reports that pain in the shoulder is completely gone. There's no pain in the neck. She is seeing primary care physician. She is seeing a psychiatrist for her depression. She is seeing a neurologist for her neuropsych issues. She is also seeing a psychologist, Dr. Ventis. At Ventis facility, Dr. Blair in Grosse Pointe. Sorry, apologies. She's seeing a psychiatrist at Ventis. His name is Blair Gross. Currently, she is taking Xanax 0.5 milligram at night from them. She's also taking Ultram 100 milligram from us and gabapentin and naproxen. The patient reports 60% improvement in her symptoms overall. Pain level is only between 3 to 6, and ADLs are affected only up to 3. Currently, the patient has a moderate depression and moderate anxiety. And please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, and substance abuse, as well as compliance history. A physical examination reveals a blood pressure of 136 over 99, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, 9-11-2023, oh sorry, 10-11-2023, dictation number is 01012-037. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, and walking is non-antalgic. 60-70% improvement is reported, and diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the same treatment, which is medications she's provided with the Ultram that she already has, 100 tablets, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, which she has, and naproxen 500 milligram twice a day that she has with food. She also has a Xanax for nighttime use for sleep and relaxation. No medication are provided from the office at this time. Her MRIs were reviewed with her. Since her accident was on 9-20-2022, we have October 18-2022 lumbar spine MRI at Basha, which reports facet degenerative changes, ligament of flavum hypertrophy at L4-5, L5-S1, and a disc herniation at L5-S1, for which our patient was advised injection treatment. She came for 3 times. The injections were done. The last one was done on 10-12-2023. One or two more will help her. She also has issues in the cervical spine, with a herniated disc of C3-4, C4-5, and bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7. 2 to 3 cervical epidural injections were advised. Thoracic MRI was completely normal. However, the right shoulder has a mild bursitis and tenosynovitis of the bicipital tendon, degenerative changes in the superior labrum, as well as supraspinatus and tendinosis, with a partial thickness tear and a right glenohumeral joint degenerative changes with chondromalacia. The patient has been advised to have an injection in these areas, including the bursa injection, right shoulder joint injection, supraspinatus and biceps tendon injection. The patient has come only one time for this injection on 4-24-2022, and another one was done on 5-4-2023. The patient is now pain-free, and it appears that she may not need any more injections for the shoulder area. Patient will continue her physical therapy 2 times a week for the neck and the lower back with traction, massage, aqua therapy. She has been advised about the role of yoga, calcium, magnesium, collagen, exercises at home, heat treatments, including laser treatment from the therapist as well as infrared treatment of her own. Disability continues. Patient has a mild to moderate TBI, memory loss, confusion, and suicidal tendencies and depression. She is referred to a psychiatrist, and her caseworker is taking her to Ventis. Currently, she remains disabled due to the TBI issues. Housework replacement attended care for 4 hours is ordered because she is not able to take care of her medication. She is completely, totally confused, and her IQ is quite low. And transportation case management has been ordered. Laser treatment has been ordered. You'll be seen in 1 month's time. Thank you.